We're up to 69 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We started out with some higher prices here to start the week, but now we're seeing markets fade a little bit as corn and wheat kind of give up some of their early gains here and actually trading a little lower. Beans continue to try to trade on the upside here with the corresponding oil and meal markets trying to help out a little bit, especially the oil market here this morning, bean oil market offering a little support to soybeans. But the East corn at 352, down 2.25. March corn at 361.5, down 2.25. May corn at 368.25, that's down 2 cents. November soybeans at 969.5, up 7. Jan beans at 977.25, up 6.75. March beans at 983, that's up 6.75. December Chicago wheat at 420.25, down 3/4. March wheat at 438, down 1.25. May Chicago wheat at 450.75, down 1.75. December KC wheat at 416.25, down 1.5. March KC at 433, down 1.75. May KC wheat at 444, down 1.5. December bean oil 34.84, up 46. January bean oil 35.11, that's up 45. December meal at 302 even, that's up $1.40. January meal at 303.10, up $1.20. Livestock markets mostly higher here. October cattle at 96.92, up $1.02. We have December cattle at 98.45, that's up $1. October feeders at 121.47, up $1.10. November feeders at 116.95, up $1.30. December hogs 42.50, up 27. February hogs at 50.42. That's up 20 cents. As for news here today, we got back to our regular schedule this week. You know, after last week's Monday holiday, we're back to normal Monday news here this morning. Export inspections out here at 10 o'clock. Those should continue to be fairly solid numbers for both corn and soybean inspections. Those are loadings that actually leave the country, so those have been off to a pretty strong start here for this marketing year, so expect that to continue. We'll have NOPA crush out at 11 a.m. here this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Expecting corn harvest progress nationwide to be around 50%. That compares to 35% last week. Expecting bean harvest to be around 65%. That compares to 44% 1 week ago. The commitment of traders report Friday afternoon continued to show the funds with a pretty sizable net short position in corn and wheat that had offered a little support late last week as funds have continued to cover a little bit. Funds continue to hold a long position on the bean side. Otherwise, as far as weather here for the short term, it looks like temperatures overall for the next couple weeks are going to continue to stay above normal. Continue to going to have to dodge some rain chances here and there over the next couple weeks as well. Another warm day today, like Brian said, so there should be some pretty active harvest progress, at least to start the week here this week, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report this morning.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington with us today. And checking current conditions, we are getting up to around the 70-degree mark in most locales. Currently at 69 degrees in Decatur, 68 in Danville, 67 degrees right now in Sullivan. The warm spots at 71 degrees include Gibson City, Monticello, and Clinton. We're at 69 degrees right now outside our studios on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Breezy conditions today. Skies turning mostly sunny. A near record high of 85 degrees. Those south winds will be pretty brisk, gusting up to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight down to a low of 68 degrees. Partly sunny skies again for the day tomorrow and a high of 82. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.